It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning. It's a Motivational Monday. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and we're going to start the show just a little differently today because we have some sad news. A longtime Lake Havasu City businessman has passed away over the weekend. Family members say that Myron Duchesne passed away peacefully Saturday afternoon while he was taking a nap, which is kind of the perfect way to go, if you ask me. Granddaughter Stephanie told Radio Central that her grandfather had been suffering from some sort of a GI infection or virus for the past couple weeks. Duchesne was retired, and he was the owner of MDIC Insurance in Lake Havasu and Bullhead City, and was a Kiwanian for 50 years. That's right. He was very active in the Kiwanis Club in Lake Havasu. He started his service with nonprofit organizations in Montana and was an active member of the Kiwanis Club of Lake Havasu City for many years. His passion was their bench program and their flag program, which they're kind of known for everywhere, you know, especially the flag program, for which he put the flags out on 7 holidays every year and then collected them right after sunset. He was also a Kiwanian district governor from 1998 to 2000. He's survived by his wife, Joyce, 3 children, 9 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and his beloved retriever, golden retriever, Backup. I guess that was his backup. Myron Duchesne was 82 years old, so lost him over the weekend. Let's get the show going. Yes, Speak Out 2.0 is live from the Laughlin Mall. And did you watch the Suns last night? Oh, gosh, it was a heartbreaker. The last 10 minutes you couldn't hardly watch. It was painful. Oh. Tonight, we have the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers at 6:40. And then I believe the Suns are back tomorrow night. I'll get that schedule later today. But tonight, if you like the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers, that's always a challenging game. 6:40 tonight on KNTR Sports, 94.3 and 100.5. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. 3 different services. 1 dependable connection. Yes, fiber. Yeah. And you can enjoy fiber internet, which is really, really fast and reliable. Digital phone and TV streaming service from TWN in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. You have to take the next step. You pre-register. Now, that doesn't say you're signing up because you love it, or doesn't say you're going to spend $1,000 a month. It doesn't say anything. It's just saying you're interested. Send me more information. Sign up at TWNcom, that's com/Mojave, or call 888-227-2095, or call 763-1100 and ask for Regina. Or stop by their offices at their new building on Silver Creek Road, right behind Glam RN. They're the next building over on the corner. Tumbleweeds Florist. Ah, there's so many occasions for flowers, you know. And even guys like getting flowers. Women really love it. You know, there's so many options to choose from, so many different designs and flowers. And there's different colors and shapes. And, oh, my gosh, you can go crazy in there. And the smell, the aroma. I shouldn't say smell. The aroma. It's just fantastic. Flower shops, they smell. It's like See's Candy. You walk in there, you know. Oh, yeah. Everyone knows that smell. Well, Tumbleweed Florist has the same aroma in the air. So you can go in and order for birthdays, for anniversaries, for a friend in need. Just think Tumbleweed Florist in Bullhead City, right next to File Jewelers on Highway 95 at Zircon. Pick them up yourself, or they can deliver in the tri-state area. Call Tumbleweed Florist, 928-754-4949. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, celebrating their one-year anniversary, just right around the corner, May 13th. And you can celebrate by going to their website, profitkitchen.com, and check out all the items that they have on special. Yes, today, the music of Queen will be our band for the day. Hope you don't mind. We're going to rock it today.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday, you got mud on your face.
Okay, my guest has been delayed just a little bit, so I'm going to tell you a couple things for your community calendar. Tomorrow, and blood drive at St. Mary's Catholic Church. 2:30 to 7. I've never known them to start them on the half hour, but they are. 2:30 to 7. Call Vitalant 877. You just put this number down, because for all the blood drives, you just call Vitalant. You can schedule it. They will email you the questions. You got to answer them the day of the blood drive. You just answer them on your phone, and then it gives you a little QR code. You save that. You walk in, show it to them. They scan it. Boom. You're good to go. It saves you about a half an hour. 877-258-4825. Then there's one on Wednesday at Lee Williams School in Kingman, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then there's one Wednesday in Laughlin. That's right, Laughlin High School, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We've got two teams out there the same day at two different high schools. Call 877-258-4825. Remember, there's no such thing as fake blood. When someone goes in and they need a surgery and they need blood, they need your blood and my blood. There's no fake blood. There's no alternative, okay? So they need blood. So if you can give, please do that. Call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. All right, there's a morning mixer Thursday in Kingman at MCC, 7:30 in the morning. Questions, call the Kingman Chamber, 928-753-6253. I saw Stacy Klippenstein on Saturday night at the White Knight event in Bullhead City. It was fabulous, and I do mean fabulous. Olivia McCormick and her team did an awesome job. I bought a table, and I had my customers there. There was the pool store. There was Arizona Comfort Solutions. You know them. And there was also supposed to be Wickersham Insurance, but he had an emergency with a 94-year-old friend that needed him. So he went and took care of that friend in need, which we all kind of do. Let's see. Little Mermaid is coming up. Now, I'm going to have let me grab my schedule behind me here. I'm going to have in here tomorrow the Desert Star Academy, because they're putting it on at River Valley High School. And it's presented by Desert Star Academy. It's 6:30, the 29th and the 30th, okay? This weekend, Friday and Saturday. So questions, call Desert Star Academy, 928-770-4523. If you want to go see The Little Mermaid on stage, you know, how cool is that? Yeah. And then, of course, Bike Week in Bullhead City starts on Wednesday. There's going to be raffles and contests and live music. You're going to have live music all day at the Anderson Fieldhouse and at the community park. So if you're going to be a part of that, don't forget the Quiet Riot concert Friday night. There's food, there's giveaways, there's vendors, there's a beer garden. You can go to mayheminfo.com and get all the information. But it's Wednesday through Saturday this weekend. This week. So we've had Larry in here quite a few times to talk about it. And Vitalant's calling me right now on my cell phone. coming up on the 3rd of next month in Bullhead City, we have a noon chamber ribbon cutting at Bangers and Chips. I don't know where that is, but I'll find out. That's at noon on the 3rd. call the Bullhead Chamber at 754-4121 for more information. And then last week we had Madeline here talking about the Burl Barbecue. If you like barbecue sandwiches that are fresh and hot and juicy, you got to go. You got to go. All right. We got a caller. Caller, do you have a question?
I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me?
Yeah.
On the air?
No. Over the phone.
Okay. Well.
Is your guest there yet?
No. My guest has been delayed just a few minutes.
Oh. Okay. Perfect. So just wanted to call and thank you for your kind words about Myron Deschain.
Yes. A sad loss.
Are you still there?
Yeah. A sad loss.
Yeah, it's a really bad loss for Kiwanis. It's Paul Lavoie, by the way. Myron's the reason I'm in Kiwanis again. And he was, I always call him my flag partner, you know, on those flag days when we would put the flags out in Havasu. And there's so many teams that do it, but, you know, he would show up at before the crack of dawn, and we'd go out and find these homes that are, you know, subscribers. And each team had 25. So
wow.
We spent a lot of time together, and he had a great little puppy. I shouldn't say puppy, probably about a year old by now, named Backup. And
who names
their
dog?
Myron is very well known in the community. And that bench program, he built most of those benches you see around town at medical offices and other places where they don't have a place to sit down in the shade. So it's kind of his idea, too. So anyway, yeah, it's a very big loss for Lake Havasu City. And the whole tri-state area, because you're so active in Kiwanis, you know, 50
right.
years is a long time.
I know. And a major loss for the citizens of Lake Havasu City. He's been around so long, so many people probably had insurance with him. But like you say, those benches are all over the place, and then everyone sees the flags every holiday. And,
right. I have to share something really funny. His granddaughter, Stephanie, is the president of the Havasu Club.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, when Myron was at meetings, and Stephanie was, you know, chairing the meeting, of course, and it wasn't moving along like he thought it should be. He'd always look at me and tap his watch, and I'm like, "What? You got to take a pill?" Or and he goes, "No, she needs to get our guest speaker on." You know, he always wanted to run the meeting, even though you know he wasn't the club president. So it was very funny, and she was very cognizant of it and would, you know, keep that in the back of her mind and would keep the meeting rolling along. But it was just funny to see, you know, the mentor teaching the protege how to run a meeting.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I almost feel like a mentor has been taken too early, you know, and
yeah.
I've never really had that happen before. I've had several people come in and out of my life that have taught me a lot of things, and I was just starting to learn a lot from Myron, and it's just... It's a big loss for me and a lot of other people, I'm sure.
Well, it is, and it's kind of funny that you talk about him tapping his watch, because there's somebody in Bullhead City that is very similar to that, and that's Miss Rita Brown. And Rita right now is in a bad way. She has been in Bullhead City since the late 70s.
Right.
And in Kiwanis also the entire time, and her husband... went to Phoenix about 3 to 4 weeks ago for what they thought was going to be just a simple procedure, and turned out they ended up putting a stent and then also a pacemaker.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Things didn't go slick, and they kept her there. Now she's caught pneumonia while in the hospital, and she's been in ICU for a couple weeks, and she's now on a ventilator because they're trying to let her lungs rest.
Right.
And we'll know more as the week proceeds. But so our fearless leader of Kiwanis clubs here along the river is in a Phoenix hospital right now too. So
are you talking about Rita and Bob Brown?
Yeah. Well, Bob's down there with her. But
yeah, give Bob my best when you see him.
I will.
Bob was always very kind to me.
Oh yeah. Well, somebody has to be kind to you.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Larry. Have a
you
good
bet.
Show.
Thanks. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to come right back. Stick around.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Do you remember when you couldn't be on the internet and phone at the same time? We've come a long way, and with Mojave Electric's fiber network and TWN's fast, reliable broadband services, you can be connected at the speed of light. There are over 3,000 MEC members who can subscribe to TWN services. Call 888-227-2095 or visit TWN's local store at 2020 Silver Creek Road, Suite 113D to see if you're fiber ready.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you each and every day by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? It saves you money. You just flash it, or hold it up, you know, everywhere you go, because it can save you money at Dandy's Donuts, Colorado River Eye Care, Barron Services, Bullhead Vape Shop, 2 locations, Boys and Girls Club Thrift Stores, 3 locations. You just show it, and it saves you money. IHOP, Riverside Bowling Alley. So just show it and go, hey, I got a co-op connection card here, and they knock off 5%, 10%, whatever. So you can save money with your co-op connection card. And come in, ladies, have a seat. And you get that from MEC. So simply stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up. Doesn't cost you anything, and they don't track you. So it's just for you, an opportunity for you to save money with their partners. Or, if you want, call Regina, 763-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and food. Yes, downstairs we have 3 great restaurants with an ice cream shop, too. Upstairs, clothing stores, the boots, sports items, the sunglasses. On the front of the store, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, a bar, and a nail salon right here in Laughlin. Come see us. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians wake up in Mojave County every single day and go to work. Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu, and all the valleys in between. Right now, they're building Fire Station 2 in Bullhead. And they can come to your home and, you know, fix you up with maybe a fan someplace. Or maybe you need, who knows? Maybe you want an extra swamp cooler put in someplace. So you need to run power. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. New construction also, and then residential issues or commercial. So you decide. East West Financial Services. Are you thinking about retirement? Well, East West Financial Services specializes in retirement and estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income and investments with principal protections and final expenses. Many different plans are available. Jack's been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Bullhead City and in Kingman. Call Jack Mafara at 928-888-9828. And remember, questions are free, so give him a holler. Have a seat, ladies, and throw on those headsets, and we're going to chat. Ah, it happens. All right, now in the studio, we have Jody, and we have two of you.
Yes.
Who'd you bring?
Shelly.
Shelly. Hi, Shelly. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you're both with Mojave County Sheriff's Office.
We are.
Ah.
Not only dispatch, but the POP program.
The who program?
POP.
POP.
Public Outreach Program.
Okay. Explain what the Public Outreach...
Public Outreach Program is a program that we started probably 3-4 years ago, kind of in the infancy, but... Our big thing is we want to outreach to the schools, the public, any organization in the county, and educate them on missing and exploited, on drug abuse, on stranger danger, anything that is dealing with that impacts the public.
Right. Okay. And you guys were at the Kiwanis Kids Expo a few weeks ago.
Yes,
passing
we
out information and also some water safety. You guys brought a boat up from Havasu and had that on display. All the kids were playing all over your boat. I'm sure they had to take it back and clean it because they had all little footprints all over the place. But that's all part of the outreach program?
That is part of the sheriff's outreach program. He wants to get... the law enforcement to where we're, you know, we're the friendly guys. We're not bad. We're out there to aid and assist the general public as much as possible, educate them about scams, educate them about drug abuse and water safety and whatever there might be out there.
And the sheriff's office is kind of fortunate because we're in Mojave County. We're not in metropolitan Phoenix or L.A., you know, where a major portion of the community doesn't like law enforcement. I think in our smaller environments here, we like them, you know, Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead, because we know them. We see them on the soccer fields coaching their kids, or we see them in the store with their kids, or you know, you see them in different environments besides in a patrol car. You in metropolitan towns, you run into an officer in the store, you don't even know who he is. But I think in our communities, they do. And they like that.
Yeah.
You know, they like...
The interaction. They like the interaction with the
right.
the public.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a couple years ago, it snowed in Kingman, which it doesn't do that often. But we had a couple of the guys out playing snowball fights with the kids.
Right.
You know, it's awesome to see that.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, and, you know, they fill up at Maverick in Fort Mojave quite a bit, you know. And usually I see them talking with people when they're there. They're not just filling it up, you know. They're having a conversation with somebody about whatever, you know.
Well, we live, and you talk about rural versus metropolitan. We live in our community.
Right.
We could be your next-door neighbor compared to, you know, somebody in a metropolitan area living in the suburbs.
Right, exactly.
You know, we live in our community. You're our next-door neighbor, and that's the way our theme is, and we are blessed. Mojave County is very pro-law enforcement, you know, and we are blessed beyond all means
right.
for that.
Well, your patrol deputies take their vehicles home.
Yes. Yeah.
So you pretty much know if you have a deputy living next door to you because there's this big black, you know, SUV out there. But he's also the guy that goes out and mows his lawn. He's also the guy that plays catch with his kid in the street. And he's also the guy who, you know, like I said, coaches his team or referees a team or goes to Kiwanis meetings or Rotary meetings and get involved in the town. And you forget sometimes when you see him outside that, oh, by the way, he had to arrest somebody yesterday or write a ticket or go to a crash that was really bad, you know, because you know them outside of law enforcement, too, and they kind of forget about their career.
Exactly.
But that's a good thing. But when need to, then they step in and do what they got to do. But Highway Patrol just lost somebody who stepped in off duty, and it went real bad.
Yes.
But sometimes you have to do that.
Right.
And
The badge never sleeps.
Yeah, it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
You don't get to hang it up at the end of the shift. So the POP program, do you have some events coming up soon that you guys are scheduled for?
We do. We are actually going to go into two Kingman High Schools.
Okay.
We're going into Lee Williams and Kingman High School itself this upcoming month on the 12th and the 17th, and we're going to educate 9th through 12th graders about the fentanyl overdoses,
okay.
The impact of drugs on the youth, and how to safeguard and stay away from that, as well as missing and exploited children, internet safety. So we're going to reach out to the high schools on those two events. Then we're going to be out on May 27th. We're doing the National Road Trip Day in Kingman downtown block party. We're going to be helping them out. We're volunteering our services to help that out as well, just to kind of promote, again, being out there in the public eye, being out there, and we're usually behind the radio and the microphone.
Right.
Doing our thing and keeping the community safe and being that first voice that they hear. Now they can put a face with a couple of our voices on the phone.
Right, exactly. Well, and it's a different environment than the patrol vehicle pulling up in front of a house that called for service. You know, so it's a totally different environment, and you get to interact with them. And you've got stuff you're giving away, too, usually.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So that's,
we're there for the kids.
Yeah, that makes it a little more fun. And, you know, like when they had the boat at the Kiwanis Kids Expo. The kids like, I want to get up there. Oh, yeah, there's a ladder. Jump right up there.
Yep.
And it is fun. And parents could take pictures of them on the boat. So the parents still get that good positive interaction, even though maybe they were like, oh, cops, so I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
But, your kid gets on the boat, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, look how friendly they are to him, you know.
Yeah,
because they're parents, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Parents and grandparents.
Yep,
exactly.
Sure.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with you ladies some more and get this where I want it. Maybe. There. All right. Stick around. We're going to come right back. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. That's our number.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Hello, Needles, California. Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I'm pleased to announce that the state of California has graciously granted us a license to lend in your area. You no longer will be held hostage by the high interest rates and fees of the big box mortgage shops. Mojave Mortgage can now provide you the same great customer service that we've brought to your neighboring communities for the past 5 years. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS 1830581.
There are so many occasions for flowers. There are so many options and designs. There are so many flowers to choose from. Is it time for that special person in your world to get a surprise? Birthdays, anniversaries, or a friend in need? Think Tumbleweeds Florist in Bullhead City, 2107 Highway 95, next to File Jewelers. Pick up or tri-state delivery available. Tumbleweeds Florist, 928-754-4949. 928-754-4949.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is happy to announce the Piano Men Generations. Celebrate the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. This two-concert series, the Piano Men Generations, is the first of its kind at Laughlin Ranch, under the stars, on the greens. This father and son team perform four decades of the music of Billy Joel and Elton John, live on stage at Laughlin Ranch, Friday, May 20th. Tickets $50, seats first come, only 500 seats available. Call Laughlin Ranch, 928-754-1243.
To Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize every inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money and you want a vacation home, an investment home, maybe a pool in the backyard, maybe you just want to add on to your house, you're outgrowing it, you want to remodel, you know, get a new kitchen, or just refi, get a lower payment. You can do all that with Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. He's the president and CEO. I have to put that in, otherwise he gets upset, you know. And when you go in and you fill out some paperwork, you sit at his big mahogany desk. It's, I think it's about 85 feet long. It's huge. So you sit at the other end and you start filling out the paperwork. Then you look up and you realize he's not there. No, he's gone down to the vault to get your money, put it on a silver platter, and bring it up and hand it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call him at 928-288-2691. Tell him you want some of Chad's money. Barron Services, experts in alarms, home or commercial. Installation, repairs, and replacements and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, installation, landscaping, with an owner on the job daily. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and the products they use are safe for your children and your pets. Yay! Call 928-758-5499. All right, we're back in the studio visiting with the ladies, and as you go out to these events, do you have specific topics, or do you just have three or four flyers and whatnot and giveaways for each topic? Or
when we're doing the schools, we were actually approached by the Magnet, Mojave County Drug Enforcement, and we've had such a rash of overdoses with right. fentanyl and whatnot, so they've approached us and we're kind of tag teaming with them to hit the schools, but we're going to each have a specific topic that we're going to talk about to these teenagers and hopefully enlighten them and keep them on the straight path, as it were. Our job isn't to scare anybody.
Right.
It's to basically, we're there. We're listening. We're there. And then, like the other community events that we're going to be doing, we're there to answer questions. We'll have flyers. We'll have literature. We'll have, giveaways.
Well, you know, we saw over the weekend where I think a bride and her caterer were arrested because they had laced some of the stuff with marijuana, some of the food.
Yes, I saw that.
And, you know, that's happening. And more importantly, especially in the high school students, you want them to know what to do if they see somebody that's overreacting from something that they didn't expect.
Exactly.
You know, if you see someone that's going into that. Because now it seems like, you know, the, what do I want to call it,
Narcan.
It's pretty much available at a lot of places.
Yeah.
I don't think police officers, law enforcement in general, ever thought they would be carrying medical stuff in their vehicles, but they are. I think some of them have even found a way to put it on their belts and always have it with them.
Yeah.
You know, because it is so prevalent out there, and you need people to be able to stop and save someone's life.
Well, the sad thing about it is you also have to be aware that if somebody has OD'd or has taken something laced with fentanyl, that if they give them CPR and there's residue,
right.
they become exposed.
Yes.
And there have been recent stories about where people are just from that secondary exposure.
Right.
Hence, our officers are trained, you know, to approach with caution.
Yeah.
It's what we have to do.
Right. Well, and I think when Bob DeFreeze was still the Kingman chief, he had told a story about, because they were the first department to use Narcan
yeah.
and carry it, you know, in Arizona, and they were the experimental agency. But he said that one day one of his officers had stopped and went to an overdose call and used the Narcan, brought the individual back, and then he's transported off to the hospital. Within minutes, he gets a call to go to some kind of an incident in the parking lot of Walgreens. He gets there and realizes that this gentleman is having an overdose, but he doesn't have his Narcan. He just used it 10 minutes ago on somebody. But he went into the pharmacy and got Narcan, came back out and saved the guy's life.
Yes.
You know, so he was thinking on it. I said, wait a minute, I'm in the parking lot of a pharmacy.
Yes.
And so he went in there and I need Narcan right now. I got a guy with an overdose. And boom, they gave it to him and he went out and saved the guy's life. So, I mean, yep. in this case, he used it, you know, within 10 minutes of each other. But those things are happening that way. That's
right.
how frequent it happens in our communities.
Well, and Face the Nation, I just happened to catch a video last week where the drug companies from Mexico or wherever are lacing what people generally think of, I'm getting my pain medication cheaper over the internet.
Yeah.
And it's being actually laced with fentanyl, so
yeah.
they're getting a dosage that they can't. And so an accidental overdose is happening. You know, so it's becoming a, you know, an epidemic that we want to curtail.
If the public is listening and they want to reach out to you and have you at an event, who do they contact?
They can contact Shelley or I or Michaela at the Sheriff's Office at 928-753-0753. Dispatch is option one, or they can ask for the Sheriff's Secretary, which is Michaela.
And they can schedule you.
And they can get us scheduled, and we can come out. We'll do any type of public speaking engagement. We'll whether it's 5 people or 50 people.
Well, good, because I have Don Bishop coming to Kiwanis here in a few weeks at 6:45 in the morning. We'll schedule you guys in.
Okay. You don't understand. We started quick, O Dark 30.
How quick Shelley was this. How quick Jody was to say, oh, okay, no problem.
She goes to work at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But,
yeah.
no, Don's coming to talk about the project that he's doing.
And that's yeah. a phenomenal project as
it
well.
It is. It is. Because it's going to really change the lives of people who leave the jail system.
Yeah.
You know, and even probably prevent some people from getting in there.
Exactly.
You know, when they realize that why they committed the crime and if they were addicted or if they had some other issues that can be resolved and the person can become a upcoming, you know.
Right.
People
make poor choices.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And those poor choices can become a crutch or they can become a learning stone.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the goal there is for Don to find that first-time person mm-hmm. that made that wrong decision and help them turn it around so that they don't become the guy coming in for the fourth or fifth arrest.
Right.
And help them get on the road to success.
Yes. Well, and us being dispatchers, you know, the three main core of us with POP, and that's the key is instead of being reactive, we'd rather be proactive,
right.
and that's where Sheriff Schuster is keen on is being that proactive.
Yeah, well, and that's what it's all about, you know, preparing the community for the problems that you guys see,
mm-hmm.
and you have to deal with. Well, you don't see it because you're behind the microphone, but what the deputies face out there and the police officers in our three communities and all the valleys in between, I say, you want the public to be aware.
Correct.
So that's the best part. All right, let's take another break. We're going to come back and chat with these ladies a little bit more. If you have questions, you can jump in here, 702-298-1063.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Meet me at a Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, there's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years' experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Some days, kids can be all... Other times, they can get a little... That's childhood. And that's why kids need Kiwanis. Our 600,000 members worldwide support the development and imagination of kids wherever they are. See how kids around the world are heard at Kiwanis.org.
Talk to a Lake Havasu City Kiwanis Club member today by calling 928-733-9803 and help us serve the kids in our community.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has several ways for you to save money if you like to play golf. Annual passes, seasonal passes, discounts for active and retired military and first responders. Ask about the first responders tournament coming up on the 30th, which I believe is Saturday. See why Laughlin Ranch is ranked number 4 in our state. Yeah. Go to LaughlinRanch.com. And remember, the public is always welcome. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner available from the time they open to the time they close. You can have a burger at 6:30. You can have pancakes at 10 o'clock at night. And then there's the bakery. Fresh cookies, muffins, a slice of pie. Take a whole pie home if you want. Then there's the new chocolate overload cake, chocolate peanut butter drop, and raspberry lemon drop. All at Perkins in Bullhead City. And then Wednesday, we're going to give away $25 gift cards to Perkins. So be listening. Know when to call in. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yeah, how are the comfort tools in your home in Bullhead City and in California? Needles. People call Arizona Comfort Solutions when the tools aren't working right. You know, the swamp cooler. The thermostat, the AC unit, the furnace or the heater or the heat pumps, then you just call them, 928-758-2400, and they will come running, get your stuff tuned up, and get you comfortable. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for everyone in a clean, sanitized environment. 24-hour emergency room for those who need it. and a chest pain center that performs cardiac catheterization in 24/7 and cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmseat.com or call 928-763-2273. All right, we got about 9 minutes here with the ladies left. And apparently one of your deputies thinks his dog takes all the fentanyls off the street. That one dog.
Shout out to Grim.
Yeah.
Grim
yeah.
and his handler.
Yes. Yep. Thank you, Grim, for all the work you do.
Yeah, we can't forget the handler there.
That's right.
I said one of the deputies. But at least he knows where to give credit to his canine. Yeah. So the canine program with the sheriff's office is pretty big.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a huge impact to the community and a positive impact to the community. And, I mean, those guys go without, you know, they don't get enough recognition.
Right. Well, John, you know, he got these little dogs made, and they're all over town. That's his job to make everybody aware. He says, do you know about our dogs? You go, yes. Give me some money so we can buy another one.
He's a salesman.
He's a two-topic guy. Have you seen our dogs work? Yes. Oh, good. Give me some money.
Give me some money.
Yeah. And so his foundation does quite a bit. So, yeah. And you need that. And because I think the sheriff wants to add one more dog.
Yes.
Because you had a dog retire recently.
Yes. Well, and the key is the community or the county is growing in population. And with that, we have to have expansion and, you know, without the support that we get from organizations such as John's and, you know, all of the ones that support search and rescue and the canines and, you know, the, whatever programs we have going pop, we wouldn't be able to do this, reach out to the communities and have these programs available for the high schools. And our goal is we want to get in every high school within the county, whether it be in Kingman, Bullhead, Lake Havasu. We want to go from the small elementary all the way through to 12th grade.
Right. And sometime I'll have to pin the sheriff down and talk to him about every 15-minute program because it's very beneficial when it comes to students that, you know, think they can drink and drive or use drugs and drive. They find out real quick through this program that, it's not a good idea.
Right. Or even texting and driving.
Yeah, that's becoming a major issue, too. Yeah. And not just kids. Anybody.
It's everyone.
Distracted driving in general, you know. You see people every once in a while eating a hamburger while they're driving or, you know, a bowl of cereal. So one time on the freeway, I saw a guy eating a bowl of cereal. I'm like, dude, you got to use two hands to do that. Which hand's on the steering
wheel?
Driving
with his knees.
You know, you can eat a burrito because you can have that in one hand. Yeah. But, you know, really. So, but people, they think that it's okay. Nothing will happen to me. You know, that's the attitude.
That's what automatic pilot is for.
Yeah.
That's what cruise control's for.
Yeah. Crazy. So if people, again, people can have you at most of their events. Do you also go out and speak? So like the Rotaries and the Kiwanis and Lions and all those people that have guest speakers. We were talking earlier about Myron Duchesne, and he would get on his daughter like, come on, I'm going to get the guest speaker up there. So do you guys go to clubs and speak too?
We will go wherever we are needed.
Okay. Yep. All right. So if you're listening out there and you need a guest speaker, you know, like I said, I'm having the captain on into our club.
Yes.
And I've had the sheriff there before, too. Okay. It's a little tough to get him up there at 6:45 in the morning.
We're dispatchers. We're 24/7.
Yeah.
365 days out of the year. So. Yep.
And everybody on this POP coordinators are all dispatchers except Michaela?
Michaela is a fill-in dispatcher.
Yeah,
but she's a former full-time dispatcher. We've all been with the sheriff's office for a great length of time, and
no one can surprise you with a question.
I've been known to be surprised every once in a while.
You get that, huh?
Yeah.
Why? Do you want to know that?
Yeah. So let's talk about dispatch for a minute. How can the public make your job easier?
I think the key is, especially one, is don't call 911 unless it's a life-threatening emergency type of thing. Your cat's in a tree is not for us life-threatening. You're taking away precious time from somebody else who may be having a life-threatening situation. Two is have your, I call it having your ducks in a row, knowing your address, knowing your phone number, knowing what's going on. My key thing, especially going into the smaller age levels, the lower age levels, is having that note card on the table or on the refrigerator with your name, address, your mom and dad's full name, not mom and dad.
Right.
You know, but having that information readily available, even for the elderly. We live in a transitory society. Having that information there and not going, let me grab a piece of mail, because I'm sorry, we can't respond to a P.O. box.
Exactly.
You know, you live in a residence, you live in a house. So just having that information handily and readily available makes it quick and easy for us to get you the assistance that you need, whether it be EMS, fire, or law enforcement.
What grade are you finding in schools that children should be aware of calling 911?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten all the way up.
Okay.
You know, my grandson is 5 years old. At three, he knew his address, his name, his mom's name, and everything.
His grandmother's a dispatcher.
Exactly. Exactly.
What'd you expect?
You know, so that he could just spout it off, you know, and in case they're lost.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be in a store or on the street. We come across those all the time.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad and I used to go out to Mojave Desert in California and Barstow in that area. And he taught me how to drive out there at about 7 or 8 years old. And I said, well, why are you teaching me how to drive? He goes, what happens if I get hurt out here?
Nope.
You have to drive for help.
Exactly.
And I said, I do? You know. And it's funny because, you know, I watched sometimes you can see these old shows on TV, you know, Rifleman and Emergency and Adam 12, and you watch the Rifleman, and here's this single dad with a single kid, you know, trying to raise him, and he's teaching him the same thing, you know, go get help, Mark.
Exactly.
And so, yeah.
April is actually 911 Education Month. So it's a good thing. You can go online and Google it. I mean, you can learn so much, and you need to teach your kids. We had a call in Dolan the other day. A kid came home and his mom wasn't there, and he was freaked out.
Right.
Didn't know where mom worked or didn't know what kind of car she drove, didn't know anything.
Yeah.
You know, so eventually he found her. She was on the back porch. But he was really literally scared to death. He was just, I felt so sorry for him. But
how old was
he? Couldn't do anything.
Remember?
Was he seven, six?
Six or seven.
Six or seven.
Yeah.
I just felt so bad, but, you know.
Well, and we all know that adults can handle different situations differently.
Yes.
So can little children,
you
know. Some seven-year-olds would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Some seven-year-olds go like, whoa, holy cow, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you need to teach your children how to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
What information to give them? Maybe they need mom and dad's cell phone number. And
well, and said, the weather is nice, so people are going out and hiking.
Right.
Yeah. Going four-wheeling or whatever, and a lot of visitors are going out and sightseeing and everything. They don't know where they're at.
Don't go alone.
Where did you live? You know, leave a location when you head out somewhere.
Exactly. Don't go alone.
Yeah, let somebody know where you're going, when you're going to be home, and
What time?
Right.
What time you should be back.
Give your phone number again.
928-753-0753, option one for dispatch, or ask for Michaela, the sheriff's secretary.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
All right, Paul LaVoy is up next. He's got Big Jim in there with him, and they're going to be talking with Buster Johnson. Tomorrow, we have Desert Star Academy in here and Matt Salmon, who wants to be our next governor. Stick around. Everybody have a great day. Paul LaVoy is up next, and then Sean Hannity. You ever heard of Sean Hannity?
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.